And you took them until they started giving the white horses, and then you...
Well, they wouldn't cash them, I told uh-huh. you. I told you they wouldn't cash them, mm-hmm. and we were... And we had some little rent houses there, and they got without jobs or something. I don't know why. And we left, and...
You sold out?
I don't know who was yeah. sold that. Me and Trevor knew that we don't know who was sold mm-hmm. that. And we had them make us land back there. And old man Ratliff, he lived back there. There was nice people back then mm-hmm. behind the nigger. But they called it behind the nigger waters, and that was that wasn't good for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the children all went to school there. And
they walked.
From they walked. It mm-hmm. wasn't but a little ways, and mm-hmm. it didn't hurt us.
No.
None of them good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had a hard time, and I know what hard times mm-hmm. are.
Well, did they have saloons in Diabol?
One time, but they loaded them out. I don't remember. I don't remember any saloons myself, but they had loaded them out. If they hadn't, that man would have still been in there, and Oliver wouldn't have got that place for us to have a church.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what year that was done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all of us do. Some of them, if any of them living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that little Jackie was smart. I used to teach Sunday school, and she was real smart.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie was real smart.
Yeah.
And one of them got married, and I don't know which one of them it was. And they married at home. It wasn't Jackie. It was one of them, and they gave a big supper, and I know I was at the wedding,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the Oliver wedding.
Yeah.
And then I was there when Ari, I was at WMU, and I was over at somebody's house, I don't remember, and they came running in and calling me. Because I was real close friends to the Olivers.
Mm-hmm.
And they came running in and told me that Oliver had killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them to excuse me. And so they came on over there, though. The ladies did. Mm-hmm. Up in Diabol from the first church.
Mm-hmm.
I got my two diplomas for WMU, and I still got them in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was young. I tried to do, and Gib did too, for a good long while.
Who were some of the black people over there that you remember?
There's only one. They didn't live in there. There's one way down the lane from that saloon. There's a road way back in there. And there was some colored people, and I was trying to think of that old colored woman's name. And she was real, real good. And we had moved and was come back, and I was sick, and she came by there. She worked in, I'll tell you who she worked for. In Burke, who was that old man? That called Mr. McCall, and he had a... Yes, it was Mr. McCall. What was Dizona's one, tell you?
Oh, this colored lady worked...
Well, yes, and she worked for the McCalls. Now mm-hmm. I'm on the right track. Mm-hmm. She worked for... She went from Diabol up there. And she worked for the McCalls. And then she lived a few blocks down this way from we lived up that way on back in there, and she went down the lane way back in there mm-hmm. and if there's another one back there I don't know
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there wasn't,
but they were more
they was all in front
east of you
that no
yeah.
yes they was east mm-hmm. of me and mm-hmm. she was west
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't think of her name to save my life.
Well,
Well, if Jewel Waller was a living, she could take you out. She was born, she had no beard than I was though in my eyes. I didn't live in the native waters. Well, the miles just didn't, but they had a hard time now.
Yeah.
They really had a hard time. But Ms. Miles was a good Christian woman, her mother. And I know, and she come. She left the first church, and she came. We had a big church over there,
mm-hmm.
kind of like they've done here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They left the first church here and organized one out here at the, close to Ryan's Chapel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know more about that than I did. Mm-hmm. That's all been done since I left it.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen a lot of changes.
So many. And it's just got my mind trying to think who was here, and then think about the people in Baytown. And then I got acquainted and loved everybody there and left the church there. Neb died, and then I married Mr. Swibby and got in the church in Livingston, and we built it up, and it was about as big and as good as what we had in Baytown. And so I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say, I just don't feel at home in a little new church where people are starting, because it's going to take young people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And the churches feel that way. They don't care much about old people that's worn out now. Or the Baptists don't, and I imagine Methodists not. No, I don't think the Methodists is as bad. I'm going to give you a little honor to that. They might be, but they used to not be. But you know,
I... Oh, our old people still have to work in the church.
Well, they do.
And they still want our money.
And they're going to get it, too.
Yeah.
I don't kid yourself.
They have to have it.
They have to have it on me. They have to have what the young people are making. Well, I was fortunate when I went to Livingston, because I married Mr. Swibby, and they just had a church there for all denominations. Anybody, you know. But it went by the name of the Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
Because the church from Trinity... Somebody over there that was rich that had something to do with New Willard gave them the church, and mm-hmm. it was nice.
Oh, did you know the Copes?
Yes, ma'am.
When they Bassett Copes and
yeah.
and then
mm-hmm.
and then the ones who owned the land.
And that was them. There. It wasn't Bassett that
yeah,
owned it.
It
was his aunt or somebody.
Asena Phelps and Rosa DeBall.
I didn't know them by name.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Rowena Copes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that let give half the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I knew them that
mm-hmm.
Back then.
Mm-hmm. What about the land? Has the land changed to you very much?
I don't know a thing in the world here. I'm just as like...
Can you recognize things?
Not a thing in the world. I can't to come up the highway because I lived... You see, I lived here in 34.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's easy to figure out up how many years I've been gone from up in here.
Mm-hmm.
34, we went to Baytown.
Mm-hmm.
And we was living over there, close to the nigger quarters, and Gib had just a little meat market then,
mm-hmm.
and we had a good house over
mm-hmm.
there, and it was ours. And I don't know what we did with it, and we had 11 acres of land, and I don't know what went with that. I don't know how he sold it, don't remember.
Yeah.
Because... the Depression was so, it was terrible. This one's bad enough, but it's no comparison
mm-hmm.
to what that was
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, what about the area out toward Prayer Grove? Does that look the same to
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Out that way looks the same.
Just the old houses are gone.
The old houses are gone, and then there's a lot of new houses, uh-huh. and it's pretty out that way now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going to be buried.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Gib would want to be buried at the chapel. I always thought he would. But no, C.B. Fairchild came down there, and Paul DeVos and Gib Connor, they organized that cemetery very well. And they've still got a lot of land there. But you see, over here, well, what is it?
Ryan's Chapel,
that's full.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about full, but it wasn't when he died. But I thought sure as the world that he'd want to be buried back here. There, even after organizing it, he told me, no, we was talking one day, and I knew he wasn't going to live, but he didn't know. And so I said, something was said about it, and about Ryan's Chapel and there. And he said, no, he said, when I die, I didn't ask him that, but we were just talking about where people was buried, older people or something. And he said, I'm going to be buried at Prairie Grove. I said, well, I always thought maybe you'd rather be buried at Ryan's Chapel because all the Connors was buried up there. He said, no, I'm going to be buried at Prairie Grove because, he said, we all thought Gilbert was the first grandbaby, you see, older. And he was a little, I'm not saying it because it's him, she never had another one, that's my, but he was a little genius. And Gib taking him everywhere he'd go in that car. He'd take little old Gilbert with him, you know, around where it wasn't too far. He was too...
The daughter that you...
Okay, I won't say.
Okay.
And he was sick a lot, and she was little, and I guess and everybody just humored it a day or two, but that didn't hurt her. She didn't care for that. And some days, she hardly felt like going to school, but I'd get her to go. And one day, K.P. told them, said, if anybody in this class misses two or three words, he said, I'm going to punish him for it. She come back and told me that, and she was about to cry. She said, Mama, I was sick, and I just couldn't spell them words. I said, okay. I just got my butt. I went down there and I told K.P. what she told me. I said, if you hit her or punish her one week, I said, you've got somebody else to contend with. And I don't mean maybe. It might have tickled Gladys George to death because she was as smart as she could be. And she said, the way you went and talked to K.P., I said, I'd have been afraid that you'd have got the law. I said, the law? I said, I'm not afraid of the law, as long as I live with Gib Connor. And I wasn't if I hadn't been living with him.
Mm-hmm.
The pulpit, you know, and the women all sat on this side, and then the ones in the middle eye, there's a row of seats. There was seats here and here and one in the middle aisle. Well, it's in that, all churches are like that. And so I was sitting on about the front seat on the middle aisle, and he was sitting on the men's side. He might have been in the first row or the second row, and I was about like that over here. And they gave an invitation. And so he went and joined. And I tell you, I froze. I didn't know what to think. And I was young, and I didn't have no mother, nobody. And old Brother Black was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my daddy. And so I didn't know what to think about it. And we was the only ones. We lived here at Dybald. We were the only ones, and I'm trying to think of a man and his wife, and Gib was kin to them, and they was there that night, and not that night, but one night before that. And the sand, they didn't have the roads weren't paved or anything then. They was just mounded up, but you know, the sand would get pretty deep on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was ahead of us, and he wouldn't pull out, and he wouldn't pull out of the way, and yeah, and Obed Marsh is the man, and he and his wife, what's her name?
Everu.
No, not Everu. Everu Marsh. No, Everu. She married that Marsh boy, and she could play the piano for us.
Everu was.
No, it was Obed. Obed Marsh. No, yeah. No, not him. Sometimes, not on little details, but what was, but he. Well, now, what was her name? What was Obed's wife?
I don't know, but I know.
But
well, anyway, they had gone out there to church, and he had a mule team, and we had a car, and we lived here. And so we was going out to find girls to church. So Obed and his wife, and I can't think of her name to save my life right now, and they was ahead of us, and he had a big mule team and well fixed for a farm. And so we kept blowing and blowing, and Emma Connor, Miller's wife, I believe, was with us at that time going out there. And so he wouldn't get out of the way. And so we could get by, and we were just dragging in that old A-model car.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, he got out, we blowed, and he got it out of the way so we could pace him, and he gave Gib a cussing. Gib says, "I'll just get out and beat hell out of him right now." So they're skin folks now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. Gib and his wife were skin.
Mm-hmm.
She was, well, I don't know how, but they were. And so, but the my second addict, before the beating was over, they got in a good humor and invited us. That day, everybody, you didn't carry them, and you didn't do them like they do now. There's now the places you can go and eat. But you had to invite folks, you know, for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited us for dinner, and we went, and everything just passed. And Gib joined, though, when he joined church one night, and I joined church the next night.
Oh.
Yeah. And we was all going home, and so Obed Marsh wouldn't get out of the way. So Gib kept on blowing and blowing and blowing, and finally he got out of the way. He had to stop, and we had done stopped. And so he gave Gib a cuss, and he said, "I'm going to get out and give him a good whipping." And Emma said, "No, Gib, please don't do that. Please, I didn't care if you did. I just that mean. I didn't care a bit. And because I knew Gib was going to whip him." Well, Gib said, "I ain't gonna take no cussing out of me." I mean, he said, "I ain't never let nobody cuss me and got away with it like that." And so he's good. But they both repented, and you know, might not have been that Sunday, but another Sunday we went to their house for dinner. We was all in good humor. God just,
yeah,
mm-hmm. He just fixed it out.
That's what you're supposed to do
it. Well, I know it. That's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do it, but I didn't know what you're supposed to do. And I thought to get out and give him a whipping would be a good blessing for him. I didn't know. Oh, gee.
Well, sure do thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't be no more helpful.
Oh, you were good.
It's good.